Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The best tea in the city.
When it comes to letting go of hurt, letting go of betrayal, what would you say helps us as human to feel more satisfied, more justified, more empowered? Would you say it's revenge, or would you say it's forgiveness? I'm going to look at the empowerment side of these two emotions. Okay? So when I say satisfying, I mean you leave there satisfied and you leave there feeling empowered. But which of these two feelings give you that? I mean, we've all experienced betrayal and hurt at the hands of those we love and those we live with. And our initial instinct is to always forgive, because that's what the Bible says. That's why humanity says. That's what society says. Forgive them, Danam. But in all honesty, sometimes when we are hurt, all we want is to make that person to feel the pain too. Therefore, avenge. The pleasure of seeing the person who hurt you in the same pain, let's not lie, it is somewhat satisfying. Yeah. In a way, that makes us feel like we are reclaiming our power, getting back what is ours. But revenge, you and I know, it's short-lived. And it's fueled by anger, betrayal, and resentment. While forgiveness comes from a place of compassion, which helps us to let go of all the hatred, revenge, and resentment. So, when you are wronged, what makes you feel more satisfied? What feels more satisfying? Revenge or forgiveness? And when do you seek revenge? Because I hate to believe that you always forgive. When do you seek revenge? And when do you forgive? I don't think you're always saving one. I think you alternate them depending on situations. Please share them with me. And my WhatsApp line is already open. 0636880959. Hashtag to revenge or to forgive. It's amazing that so many of you will turn the other cheek. Everyone on my timeline like, no, forgiveness. Forgiveness tea gives you peace. You're giving me right answers here. Go to the emotion. And hence I ask this question. When do you choose to revenge? And when do you choose to forgive? It's impossible that you'll always turn the other cheek. Because I think every situation has its own merit, right? And you'll choose to deal with it differently. Like Lebo Motlaletsi. Arna strongly believe in revenge. Tata lebza. Yeah. I'll pretend as if everything is all good and wait for my moment and destroy someone. That's just me. Hashtag to revenge or to forgive. Which one are you? And when what happens? Why would you not forgive but revenge? What would you not revenge but forgive? Molebogeng more. Are all I need, Nati, when you ask me to revenge or to forgive, all I need is an apology and I'll forgive you and move on. But I also expect karma to deal with you, especially if you've hurt me really bad. If you don't apologize, then give out the revenge. Because it shows that you're not sorry. I'm a very nice person, so I don't expect people to hate me, because I'll never hate another person intentionally. I feel you. And I'm glad you answered that question, because that's the question. When do you forgive? When do you revenge?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on to revenge or to forgive. One, revenge give us food. Yes, retaliating might feel good in the moment, but doesn't last long. Letting go of the hurt and betrayal is never easy. But once it is done, you are free forever. So revenge is like instant fast food, eh? While forgiveness takes time like a home-cooked meal. So you make a choice. Two, revenge is like a pimple that turns into a scar. I get a bizua and why? Yeah? That little pimple that was supposed just to go away, now it's a mark. Bah! On your forehead or skin. Revenge keeps the wound open and fresh. The scratching might bring instant relief, but it doesn't heal the wound. Soon the wound turns into a scar, a mark that everybody can now see. And once they see it, they'll ask you, what happened here? Meaning, you have a constant reminder that someone wronged you. That's what revenge does. The last teaspoon on the sweet teaspoons on hashtag to revenge or to forgive. Revenge is self-destructive. Yes. Listen, karma takes time. We know that. And you are never there when it hits back. So revenge brings and makes sure that you serve it cold while it's hot. The problem with avenging yourself, it may change who you are. That's the only problem. Destroying your inner spirit. Make you skeptical of people. Revenge, though satisfying, it is self-destructing. To revenge or to forgive?
Hi, Uncle T. Kisenzu Obuang. I nakiri nakia revenge. Na bona nakia rata revenge. And Elena, waiti kezang nakia tula kosheve. Ubone khantle kuriki libet. Mo wena soli comfortable thing. Akia strike ka revenge. Nia strike. I nakiri revenge. Nakia revenge, Uncle T. Aki zali tabayama forgiveness. Cause utamu forgive up until ning. Mutu anza pizza au heta wenu mu forgive. Nakia revenge. Strange. Aki chigi foot.
To revenge? Or to forgive. For many of us, the desire to revenge when someone wrongs us is a normal response. It's the first instinct. But some of us, we don't understand how burdening it is to seek revenge. And while forgiving someone who betrayed you makes one feel weak, it is important to remember that forgiveness is about overcoming your anger and letting go of your desire to punish the one who hurt you. God forgives. Maybe not you. Ne? Your first instinct, do you forgive or do you revenge? Please tell me which one. And I ask the simple question. When you block someone, when you cut them off, did you revenge or did you forgive?
Hi, Tibo Sukai. Now my problem is I used to forgive and I go with the forgiveness. Because if you can't forgive someone, then Oto Julia onzo opitezani. There's nothing you can do about it. So now I go for forgiveness. Revenge chicken toxic side zone. I can't even take any revenge. I can't do any revenge to anyone. But I forgive and go on with my life. Because I can't want to crash mo pelunyaka. You're speaking to Hilda from Alexander. Thank you so much. Bye.
Comment, send a voice note to 063-688-0959.
Hi, Tibos. I'm Selby. Tibos. Yes, our minds and our hearts are longing for revenge. But revenge, Tibos, leaves you with the guilt. And forgiveness leaves you with the feeling of being a victor. Now, I prefer forgiveness than revenge, even though it is hard to forgive. But if you can tell your heart that I don't want to revenge, I want to forgive, you'll succeed in that. Thank you, Tibos.
And Gift, what do you say? Do you forgive or do you revenge?
Uncle G, I forgive. There's this calling of karma, you see? Mm-hmm. So that calling was never made for fun. It does come to you. So forgiveness is the best way. You shall see when but then the Lord can answer you after 2 years.
Why is the problem about getting Gift?
Yeah.
That's why I honor forgiveness.
Forgiveness
How no quatile? What was the first instinct?
Wanted to start my car, just straight. The reputation on the line. But I sat down, I cried. It's okay to cry.
Yes.
But Nakuhaya, the one above is not a fool. It's not a fool. Our tears had it. Because my mother said to me, Hore, don't be a reason for mutahumama fats Allah humdin. But when that thing comes back to you, it's another thing. I want. So but to forgive, I got to the mark.
Thank you, gift.
Hi, Tibos. Give me a remo. Go tembisa. Now I used to be horeke tole, but to banse bang heta, but to banse bang heta, kesa watu kubuseta revenge. And prati, ibu soko joang hao heta, ke motu oiling wa family. Anza ay peta ka wena, unzo utoze ushebide usa revenge. But now since after COVID 2020, I just told myself that horebianu, I'm going to revenge, and I'm going to revenge, to pay revenge in a way hore, motho teng I don't care gore wa swa or wetsang. I'm tired, prati.
Yo, hey, Malebo.
Hello.
Mwanyana kwa omonde.
Ere.
Do you forgive or do you revenge? And when it, ne, please.
Prati, revenge is sweet. You give him the taste of his own medicine.
Hi.
If hole tata for any to swallow it, it's his problem. Oksalayo uile, and then thereafter, muawa teoha, then musito kana chola pili if we wish to.
So when do you revenge?
When I get time, I don't do it immediately. Marahunyana hasubaga, hasubu aita horo ulebeti oro jiludibetu munu. Then I come back with a force.
Girls have. Moke li moke atutumela. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, Prati. Usiboni lelo Amy Trent.
Yeah.
I mean, atala wangyenza, Prati. Nisela kutu ngumtana wangkulu nkula. Angsafu nugu revenge. But Prati kufunga njani maulibele. Wenzwa izinto. Wenzwa umuntu ase family. Ugena nao uba na leo nkize. Kuti kantilo inki ngaya keyin. Angfu nugu mrevenge. Angwa umuntu ase family. Maramanje, since after, you know, 2020 COVID, I ngicishe ngashona. So nami sengizitshela ukuthi manje nami, hayi nami ngiyarevenge in a bad way. Angikhathali noma umuntu uyashona prati, anyeke, ngikhathele prati.
Kanti ke inga family na? Hey, chief! Chief!
One drop
in, oh, kusalte. Kubuwa lo enau teaka, wena just switch off your radio, you'll be fine.
Oh, sorry, man. Hey, muna, nama tawakiba kignes. Na ke forgive ba prati ba ba revenge ya ke di khotse a na ke bona ka re wetse revenge ke ya ke wasting of time and you know ke ka bo se ka mrawo
la o kwatile
a la ke kwatile jo na ke botolo re bona forgive me sito as an appeal
yo now we must nationalize you. Thank you for the call. Felicity, hi.
Prati.
Yes, hi.
With me, it's different, eh?
Tell me.
I think, firstly, Tonisi Ushebe Hore, or revenge Ubani, and Ufokiva Ubani. It's very, very important. Because of revenge, to be honest, it's like you are drinking a poison. Because of internal, you are not okay. Even though you are trying to revenge, but at the end of the day, you are damaging yourself. So now, it will depend again the level of maturity. The more you cooler is the more you know how to handle things. Whether it's family, friends, colleagues, whoever comes in your way when when. So I choose to forgive clearly because of I understand the human nature, which is similar, including myself. I choose to forgive and move on. But sometimes in life, when you forgive, it doesn't mean you are forgetting. You are just forgiving that person, and you are forgiving yourself in particular. To know, hore, I forgive myself to be hurt by this person over and over and over and over again. And then there's a time whereby you cut that individual or the individual. Because of when you forgive them, remember, they will want to claim their spot again. And they will again hurt you. And they will again expect you to forgive them.
All right. Only Christ can do that. Only Christ can do that. Because we are just human beings. And we are victims of our own emotions.
The best tea in the city.
Rewinding. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Visit kayafm.co.za for more.